Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I am calling in reference to a charge on my account, supposedly for some survey that I did not take and billed for some merchandise I did not receive because I didn't do the survey.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
20754.
Thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Teresa Arnold.
And I do thank you for that. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
274 Southdale Court, Dunkirk, Maryland, 20754.
And thank you for that as well. Give me 1 second while my system loads up to locate this account for you.
All right, thank you.
All righty. I do see that you entered into a sweepstakes. Do you remember doing that to have a chance to win a Dyson?
I do not do, no, I never did anything like that, period.
Okay. Well, ma'am, they did wind up canceling you out of this. You have been canceled.
But I haven't, but I mean, just about the refund of the money I was charged.
Okay. All right. Well, what it is, they just canceled you, but unless you ask for a refund, cancellation.
I did just do that. Yes, and the girl hung up on me.
Oh.
Whoever I was talking to.
I do apologize for that, ma'am. What it is, when they billed you on May the 30th, your financial institute did decline that.
Because I had a lock on my card
because
all these different charges was going on. And I've already called about two that was done on the same day. They have, same thing, survey, they have got some gift, but they've been canceled and they refund the money. This one now, this FabFit Trend something, supposedly I got a Dyson vacuum, which I wish I had because mine's broke. I didn't get anything and I didn't do no survey. And the only reason why it wasn't canceled because of my bank, I put a hold in my card so I could figure out what's going on because I don't know who's scamming because these surveys is a lie. I didn't do no surveys. I didn't enter no sweepstakes. Nothing.
Well, I do apologize. She should have hung up on you, but there's no refund to be had because it was declined.
On April 1st, it was declined because I was trying to figure out what was going on. I just got the phone number last night to call. This charge was April 30th for $59.89. I didn't authorize the charge. I didn't receive no merchandise. I didn't take no survey. I didn't do anything. So whoever billed my card that money needs to refund it. If it wasn't your company, who was it?
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me put you on a brief hold and speak to my supervisor. Because the only one I am authorized to take care of, which would have been the one in May. When one is over a month old, then I can't handle it.
Well, I just got my statement and I closed my card. I mean, I didn't close my card. I locked my card. That's what I did. And that's why, thank God, I've been charged again in May.
Yeah, I do see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they tried to bill you in May, that's the reason.
Well, if my card hadn't been locked, you'd have took that money out again, which I didn't even authorize to begin with.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold and speak with my supervisor and see about the one for April because I cannot do it, but I will speak with her.
That's what I had said to the girl. I'm like, can you just let me speak with the supervisor or someone who has the authority to do it? And that's when she hung up on me.
Give me 1 second. I'm not hanging up. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
Shit.
I guess they just hope that people don't even look at their statements.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for holding on me. My supervisor gave me the authority to go ahead and refund you for the one that was billed to you on May the 30th.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm going to go ahead and refund that one to you. It will post to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for it to actually show back up in the account, but you are refunded for that one.
All right, I appreciate that. Who is this company that's doing these surveys?
We are actually a third-party call center. These are online vendors that.
Well, they're scamming lots of people out of their money.
Yeah. And
I don't know if I need to call Secret Service. I don't know, because it's a big scam.
That's okay. But anyway, I've taken care of that for you.
Okay.
You are canceled out of that, and you will get that refund for the one that was billed to you in April, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.